is a black female actress comedian who was paid $80,000 for a movie role. She decided to use that paycheck and pay off her mortgage. There were people advising her not to pay off her house, in other words, having the luxury of no mortgage. And anyone trying to tell a female, convince a female, or persuade a female to not become economically or financially liberated, in my opinion, is a whole entire red flag. Now let's get specifically into us, the gay women or lesbians. We already know the hidden sexual intentions and accomplished agendas of the patriarchy and his sickening system on a global level, and ultimately him wanting and deeply desiring for females of all ages to be at his mercy. These are reasons why we, the gay women or lesbians, need to get this hen house in order, so little girls won't have to fear that she may be forced to have unwanted sex with men just so she can have basic life necessities, control, and power over her female life. Let's be clear, the hen created the rooster by herself, and the female giveth and the female will taketh. Having our own global lesbian currency, land, enforcement, agriculture, trading networks, healthcare, tech, transportation, divine practice, and media is not optional. Any lesbian who would like to actively work with me building our global lesbian economy can email me at gaywomanpodcast@yahoo.com, and from there we can set up a video call. Let's take a pause here. I would like to give a shout out to Jazz Cast Pros, who I've recently teamed up with. Jazz Cast Pros, network of podcasts hosted by thought leaders with radiant positivity to help make America a more equitable and loving place to be. Now let's continue. Men or the patriarchy denying or controlling access to whatever is needed by a lesbian because he's emotional about not having sexual access to a lesbian's body, or the fact that we do not view men as sexually valuable or desirable. Let's get into some documented facts. Lesbians in Medicine, an article by Su Sun Yum. Despite successes in professional representation and employment status, surveys have documented that many admissions officers and residency directors are less enthusiastic about lesbian candidates than heterosexual candidates, and that physicians who disclose a non-heterosexual orientation to colleagues face the potential loss of referrals and privileges. A nationwide survey of women physicians by researchers at Emory University provides new evidence that lesbian physicians do in fact experience harassment at a greater prevalence than their heterosexual counterparts.
Hey guys, friendly reminder, 2023, I'm following every single lesbian I see. Every single one. You got a vagina, you're a lesbian, I'm following you. You're a woman with a vagina, you're an ally, and you support other women. Don't matter. The color of the skin don't matter. That shit don't matter. What matters is your heart, and then you got a vagina. And then you're a lesbian. Hopefully, you're a lesbian or an ally. I mean, in the dream world.
And in comes my book promo. Go out and support my book, Tongue Love. You can find a link in the description. Let's get into another documented fact. Lesbian baiting in the military. Institutionalized sexual harassment. A hostile climate still exists towards women service members, despite the many years that the United States has attempted to incorporate women into the main branches of the military. In addition to sexual harassment and policies that may create obstacles for women's advancement within the military, lesbian baiting also serves as an effective tool to keep women in an inferior role in the military, and furthermore, to reaffirm the military's patriarchal power structure. Lesbian baiting is a type of sexual harassment. Service Members Legal Defense Network, a self-professed watchdog over the Department of Defense's implementation of the policy, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Don't Pursue, explains the effects of the military policy on women. Women who are top performers in non-traditional fields face perpetual speculation and rumors that they are lesbian. The regulation on lesbians serving in the military actually worsened the plight of lesbian service members in many circumstances, even though the media and the government lauded the policy when it was issued. The regulation has taken a particular toll on lesbians because it can and has been used as a threat to prevent women from reporting sexual harassment. Furthermore, these women find investigations initiated against them after reporting unwanted conduct instead of against their harassers or abusers. Lesbian baiting is a powerful tool to keep women in their place, not just in the military, but in other societal contexts as well.
When a girl has only one thing on her mind, boys.
Homicide. Why are you dressed like somebody died? Wait.
Next article by Posey Parker. Lesbians are under attack from predatory men. I really like this article. So these are the pieces or the bits that I kept in it. Lesbians, it has to be spelled out these days, are same-sex attracted, i.e. not sexually attracted to men or any part of a male anatomy. Yet it turns out that lesbians increasingly find themselves harassed, abused, and violated by men who are using the mental fog of the trans debate to cover for their depravity. You see, the homophobia of the past has not disappeared. It's just been given a shiny new multicolored rebrand and been alloyed to sexism in order to make lesbians an acceptable target for abuse. Attributing prejudice to sexual desire or the lack of it is a manipulative tactic to coerce women into accepting partners they do not want. The pressure comes both within the intimate exchange and from the wider male-dominated LGBTQ community. Lesbians have long since heard yobs at their local explain how the majesty of his very best friend would turn her straight. However, there's something more sinister about this new threat. Yes, and I agree with her. And I'm glad she made this article. That's all I'm going to read on that. So here's my thoughts or idea on at least one solution. Having a one-stop shop where lesbians can locate other lesbians, for example, lesbian lawyers, lesbian chefs, lesbian GYN, lesbian construction workers, lesbian electricians, lesbian judges, lesbian officers, lesbians in tech, lesbian farmers. Having a central platform where we make trades with each other in our own global lesbian economy.